Dynamic ad insertion. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 38. Let's imagine that you launched your podcast 2 years ago. You have 50 episodes in your back catalog. Back in episode 12, you were really excited because you launched a special Black Friday sale for your coaching business. So in the middle of the interview, you stopped and said, "Hey guys, quick break. This Friday only, get 50% off my coaching program using the promo code TURKEY. You exported the audio file, uploaded it, and published it. Now, imagine a brand new listener discovers your show. They scroll back to episode 12 because the topic looks interesting. They hit play. It is the middle of July. And suddenly, they hear you pitching a Black Friday sale from 2 years ago. Not only is that confusing, but it makes your show feel incredibly outdated. More importantly, that listener's attention was completely wasted. You had their ear, and instead of pitching them a product they could actually buy today, you pitched them a ghost. This happens because you used baked-in audio. You permanently hard-coded that announcement into the MP3 file. If you want to treat your podcast like a professional media business, you must stop doing this immediately. You need to start using DAI, which stands for Dynamic Ad Insertion. Dynamic ad insertion sounds highly technical, but it is actually very simple. When you edit your podcast in your software, you do not record the ads or the announcements. You just leave a split-second gap of silence where the break should go. Then, when you upload that clean file to a modern podcast host like Buzzsprout, Captivate, or Transistor, you tell the software where the breaks are. You say, "Place a mid-roll marker at 15 minutes and 10 seconds." Then, you go into a separate dashboard and you upload your 30-second announcement. You hit Apply to All Episodes. Here is where the magic happens. When a listener in New York hits download on your new episode, the server quickly stitches that 30-second announcement into the file right before delivering it. When a listener in London hits download on episode 12 from 2 years ago, the server stitches that exact same brand new announcement into the old file. The audio is injected dynamically at the moment of download. This means your back catalog never goes stale. If you launch a brand new book tomorrow, you record one audio clip, upload it to your DAI manager, and suddenly, every single episode you have ever recorded in the history of your show is now promoting your new book. When the book launch is over, you simply delete the clip from the dashboard, and all 50 episodes instantly revert back to normal. You don't have to be Joe Rogan to use DAI. You don't even need outside sponsors. In fact, indie podcasters should be using dynamic ad insertion exclusively to promote their own products, their own newsletters, and their own Patreon accounts. Your back catalog is a massive source of traffic. If you are baking in time-sensitive audio, you are leaving money and growth on the table. Future-proof your audio. Set up DAI on your host today. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the reply guy strategy and how to use social media comments to hijack podcast growth. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.